Hey, you're cute.
Don't say that.
But you are.
I know, but don't say that.
All right, I won't say it.
You won't say what?
You're cute.
Please, say it again.
Look, cut it out, Shelley. I can see right through you.
What?
I don't mean that. I mean this clumsy attempt to make me jealous. You know, you're just a moth to a flame. Just another one of the bats in me belfry.
Bats in the belfry is right.
Now, please, leave us forget the past and get the conversation back to the drawing room. Now, tell me, what are they talking about in good old... You know, you're quite a dish.
Archie, my face is up here.
Oh, yes. By the way, that dress you're wearing.
Oh, it's really nothing.
You're so right. Must say for you, though, Miss Winters, that with a figure like yours, you don't need clothes. What are people talking about in good old Hollywood these days?
Oh, the same thing. Each other.
Although, I wonder if they still remember me out there. You know, I once starred in a picture for Paramount.
Oh, yes, they're still talking about you.
Yeah, huh? What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm a lady. I always leave the room.
Well, tell me, what pictures you've been making lately?
Well, I just finished a Technicolor picture for Universal.
What's it called?
Frenchie.
It's called Frenchie, huh?
Mm-hmm. Arch, don't forget, you're real, Paula.
Don't worry, I'm just toying with the dame.
By the way, Archie, do you mind if I sit down?
No, sit down on that bar stool. Speaking of the movies...
Archie, this bar stool is rather high.
We keep it that way so the customers won't feel small if they don't buy a second drink. Speaking of movies...
It's so nice to sit down. All these high heels are killing me.
They're killing me, too. Speaking of movies...
Archie, do you think these black stockings go well with these shoes?
Black stockings? Yeah, very well.
Archie, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing that a cold shower couldn't cure.
Quiet, Fanny Slavnik. Miss Winters, speaking of Hollywood, by the way, you've got a run in your stock.
Oh, I'll have to fix it.
Can I help you? May I get you a needle and thread, Miss Winters?
Well, that would be very sweet of you, Archie.
Not at all.
In fact, I think you're a very sweet boy.
Really?
And handsome, too.
Honest?
Of course.
Cross your legs and hope to die? And hope to die. It's the name of a new book. Speaking of books, have you read any good stockings lately? I mean, books.
Well, yes, I have.
That's nice. Anything new?
Yes.
What?
The new Kinsey Report.
That did it. Shelley, I'm a dead duck. May I have the pleasure of your next marriage?
Archie, is this a sincere proposal?
You think these goose pimples are falsies? Of course it's a proposal. So what do you say?
Well, I'll have to think it over.
Well, why? You just told me I was sweet.
Yes.
And handsome.
I'm sorry, Archie, but the man I marry must have a lot of money.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
No matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven, active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So, the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin at any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Look, Shelley, you got to marry me.
I'm sorry, Archie, but I can't break a promise.
A promise?
Yes, I promised myself that the next time I got married, it would be for money.
Got to have money, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, I ain't exactly saying that I'm filthy rich, but I ain't exactly saying that I'm filthy poor, neither.
No, it's just filthy.
Thank you. You see, Shelley, if I wasn't rich, you'd think this peasant would insult me.
But if you have so much money, why do you work in a place like this?
Look, Shelley, this tavern is just a hobby with me. You think if I worked here, I could afford to own a Rolls Royce with a mink tail and a radiator cap? Which reminds me, Yasha, Yasha, take the Rolls Royce down to one of my oil wells and fill it up with diesels.
I'm beginning to be impressed.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Oh, excuse me, the phone. Probably me wealthy stockbroker. Hello? Oh, hello, Whitcomb. Guppy, it's a night. Tell me, Whitcomb, how are all me stocks and bonds on Wall Street? Uh-huh. And what about Consolidated Amalgamated Inc.? Huh? They've incorporated? God, they've done it again. Buy a million more shares, and this time, not just them little common ones. Give me the big ones, the preferred. Very good, Whitcomb. And by the way, what happened to Maternity Ward? See? And what about Consolidated Can? Bottom drop down, huh? Well, that case, to tell you what you do, buy me 10,000 shares of Social Securities. Thanks, Whitcomb. Well, things seem to be popping in Wall Street.
Yes, it sounds like a real bull market.
Well, now that I've proved how rich I am, can you think of any reason for us not getting married?
No, but I will. Just give me a second. Oh, yes. How about your background?
Huh?
Your family.
Oh, them. Well, Grand Pater was also a millionaire, you know. In fact, I shouldn't really talk about our family fortune without giving him credit. You know, he was the original flounder. Started as a poor boy, too. He mayflowered it over here with Grandmama. And they was lucky enough to pick up Pennsylvania at the right price. So I grew up on the estate and went to college.
Oh, what college did you go to?
Well, Dad wanted me to go to Harvard, and Mother wanted me to go to Yale.
What happened?
They compromised. That's when Dad built Princeton. So, you see, Shelley, I have both money and background, so what do you say we take me two yachts and start on a little honeymoon?
Two yachts?
Yeah, marked his and hers. Now, leave us quit wasting time. Yasha, if Duffy calls, tell him me and Shelley is on our way down to Little Church around the corner, huh?
Little Church around the... Oh, no, you don't, sister.
Finnegan, please, stay away from this.
But, Arch, what about your willpower?
I know, but this time I'm really in love.
In love, he says. This is what he's telling all his wives.
Oh, no. Tanya, Slotnik, please, stay away from this.
And Miss Winters, did he tell you he has 12 wives and 48 children?
48 children?
One for every state in the Union.
Oh, this is terrible. And where are the wives?
Standing by for Alaska and Hawaii.
Shelly, please don't listen to them. They're nuts. Can't you tell just by looking at them that they're nuts?
I don't know. Around here, there's no basis for comparison.
Look, everybody, will you shut up and forget that willpower stuff? I'm proud to say that I have conquered me willpower. This dame I want to marry.
You want to marry?
Yeah.
That's where I spent all that dough.
What dough?
The dough I spent on that Valentine.
Oh, no.